Would you please stand this morning? Father, we just invite your presence in this place, God. Father, we thank you that we are able to be here today. We thank you that we have hands to raise and mouths to sing and feet to move, God. We thank you for your mercies that are new every morning, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you sit at the throne and that you are in control of everything, Jesus. We thank you that we can lay our burdens at your feet, God. We just praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Are you ready to worship this morning?
Amen.
The first song we're going to sing is Your Name is Glorious. I love this song. Who is like you? Took the sin of the world on your shoulders. You did it so willingly. How many times can we say in our lives that we did something willingly? His name is glorious. It makes me think about things that we said, oh my gosh, that was so glorious. You look at the sun setting or the sun rising and it's glorious, and because that's Jesus' creation. It's God's creation. And his name is glorious. Amen. I just encourage you this morning to leave the pew if you want to leave the pew and come forward and worship. We have lots of space up front. I just need to share with you, when you guys move, it's amazing. When you guys move in this place, it is amazing. Amen?
Amen. I'm taking you up on that offer. I can only go so far.
Who is like you? Took the sin of the world on your shoulders, did it so willingly. God, the price you pay will forever be enough. In the life you gave, yeah, you gave it all for love. Your name is glorious, we lift you up higher, higher. Come see what God has done and lift him up higher, higher. Who can fathom the depths of
God is done.
today in the message, we're going to talk a little bit about fire. It was the fire of God that led the people at nighttime in the wilderness. But when Moses ascended the mountain, it was covered all in smoke, and the people at the base of the mountain, they were afraid, and it looked like a consuming fire to them as the outsiders. But Moses had the heart after God, and he was not afraid to go into the fire and the smoke, to ascend into the presence of God. And on the day of Pentecost, the power and the breath of wind of God filled the very room. And it says, tongues of fire appeared on the people. Church, I want to tell you, it's the fire of God that the church needs today in 2020. Amen? Amen. Just the power and the fire of God. So I'll tell you what, as we sing this song, fire fall down. God, we pray that your fire would fall on us as your church. Not just us in this building, but us across the nation and around the world, that you will set your church on fire in Jesus' name. Let your fire fall. Amen. Praise Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus Christ.
Jesus, we pray. Fire, fall down. Fire, fall down on us, we pray. And as we seek your fire, fall down. Fire, fall down on us, we
fall down on us, we pray.
every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Save. the king of my heart, be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life, oh, he is my song. You are good.
Good.
tonight is holding on. God is holding on. 'Cause you are
say is good when we're going through the hard times. It's easy to say that God is good when we're on the mountaintop and things are going really well and we're really blessed and God is answering our prayers and all of our needs are met. But the true test is when we can say He is good when we're in the trial and the testing. You know, I was thinking when Jesus predicted that Peter would deny Him, and he said, "No, Lord, I would never do that." But yet it happened. And when fear comes upon us and it's time to testify to the Lord in an arena where it's not popular, is God still good then to us? Is God still good when Abraham has to go to the mountain to sacrifice Isaac? Is God still good then? Was God still good when Jesus died on the cross? Was He still good then? Can you still say He's good in times of trial and testing? Because that's when the true test of our hearts and Jesus in our hearts comes to the forefront. Anyone can say Jesus is good when times are fantastic. But what about when we're challenged? What about when we're challenged as believers to stand up for what is right?
That's right.
God is good. He's all that goodness when it doesn't look good. I remember going through a season of testing. We had an illness in our family. My dad was very sick. It was the worst thing I ever went through in my life. But I didn't know what God had out after that. I didn't know what he was preparing me for. Peter didn't know what Jesus was preparing him for. And he put his finger on an area of fear in Peter's life that needed to be solidified. There was a crack in the foundation because the Lord allowed Peter to go through that so that Peter would choose, would not only choose to stand up and testify to the truth eventually, but Peter also experienced the loving forgiveness of Jesus. When Jesus came back and he said, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? And walking through times of trial and testing and times when you figure out, oh my goodness, there's an area of my life right there that I don't know if I can handle, much less lay down my life for the gospel. But they were all called to do it at some point in time. They were all called to lay down their life at some point in time. I love this season we're in. I love this season. And I just want to encourage you this morning that when weaknesses creep up because of fears and all of these pressures that are coming in from all sides, you got to know that God is right there to wall up the breaches in your life and make your foundation solid. When he identifies it and puts his finger on something in your life, praise God. Praise God. Because it's an area that he's letting you know about that he wants you to give to him. Because he's going to do it. It's an area of your life that you can't do without him. Praise God. It's awesome. It's awesome when you find out you can't do it. Nobody's excited about this. It is exciting. There's no lack in the kingdom. There's not one good thing that he doesn't withhold from his children. He gives you everything you need. All you need to do is give him what you've got. And he'll give you the rest. Be faithful in what you've been given. So God, we declare and decree this morning that you are good. You are good even over our shortcomings, God. You are good over our fears. You are good over our insecurities. You are good over every trial and testing and every bad thing in our minds that we have gone through. You're still good, and we can look back and say it's good. We can look now and say it's good, and we can look forward and say it's good. Can you say God is good?
God is
really good. He is really good. We don't know what's out in the future. Abraham didn't know what God was up to when he had him go to the mountain. He didn't know. Joseph didn't know what God was up to when he was in the pit. His own family threw him in the pit and left him for dead. But God had other plans. God was calling him out even though he was in the pit. We still need to say yes in the trial. So, God, I pray this morning that perspectives shift to the goodness of God. I just pray, God, right now that every heart in this house and every heart that is listening would turn every perspective to the goodness of God. All things work together for good. Amen. All things work together for good. So, God, I pray right now that your Holy Spirit just rest in our hearts. Just come down, God, into our hearts as we yield all of the things we can't change, all the things we feel we can't do on our own, all of the things that really that you're pressing in on our life right now, because the devil doesn't have that kind of authority, amen? Doesn't have that kind of authority over us. Thank you, Jesus, that you love us enough to let us go through some stuff. To strengthen us. Thank you, Jesus, that everything's just not handed to us on a silver platter, but it requires some kind of sacrifice. It requires our life on the altar. It requires total submission to you, Jesus. And I thank you for those trials. I bless every trial that everyone is in, that it will bring forth the gold in their life. That it'll bring forth the sure foundation in their life. that it'll bring forth and make stronger their love for God. Lord, I thank you, God. I invite your presence into this house right now, God. I pray your anointing on the word, that it would go out, God, and just crack open walls. And God, that we would be able to take a hold of it and go with the word of God as you place it in our hearts. God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. And everybody said,